As every year, Erev Pesach, we focus in on two shirim on Pesach, one a general theme of Pesach, and the other looking at a specific part of the Haggadah. This year, in the general theme of Pesach, we'll take a look at a theme we've spoken about before, but albeit two ideas will be what we've done already, repeated, the rest will be a completely different view, completely different outlook, and that is based on source number one. Chelek gadol mavodas lal ha-seder, a major part of the Seder night, holech v'sovev odot shtiyad arba kosot shel ha-yayin, revolves around the four cups of yayin of wine. V'chazal hechmiru mor b'chiyuza, our rabbis were very stringent with this requirement that even if a person is poor, you have to go and beg for money. Part of the idea of the Arba Kosos is Pursume Nisa. It's publicizing the miracle, and we have to go out, and at all costs, and make sure to have these four cups of wine. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, what is the primacy of wine, Dafka, on Lel HaSeder? So the Gemara itself offers two understandings for it. One is brought in the Gemara Yushalmi, the English is found in source number two. The two ideas Yushalmi brings are either the four languages of redemption of the night of Seder, since there are four languages of redemption, we have four cups of wine. The obvious question on this, which is in source number three, well, if that was the case, then why not have four matzos? Why dafka wine? So then there's a second reason brought, and that is that when you take a look at the story of the Tsar HaMashkin, the butler and the baker, when they were in prison, when the butler is telling his dream, he repeats it, the word wine, four times. The word kos is mentioned in dialogue between Yosef and the Tsar HaMashkin, and since it's mentioned four times in this conversation, we have four cups of wine. And obviously, when we think about this correlation, the end of two, it seems tenuous at best. The four terms of salvation are decidedly relevant to the night of Pesach. But just because the Tsar HaMashkin and Yosef used the word cup four times for 3,000 years since, we have a mitzvah to drink four cups on the night of Pesach? Obviously, there must be some deeper meaning to this correlation. So our question for today, very simple question, is what should we be thinking about when we drink these cups of wine? Why is it so fundamental to the night of Seder? What is the correlation between the four cups of wine and Velseiti Vitzalti Vikalti Vilakati 4-4? There obviously has to be a deeper correspondence. And what in the world does the dream that Yosef HaTzadik interprets of the butler of Paro have anything to do with Kalal Yisrael and the night of Seder? For thousands of years, we are remembering this dream that he mentions. It's mentioned four times the word cup, and therefore we have four cups of wine. We have to understand what this is all about. And Mirtz Hashem today, we're going to look at three levels. The first level will focus in on the connection between Velseiti Vitalti, the four languages of redemption, and wine. And the other two levels will deal with the Tsar HaMashkin and the idea of wine. And altogether, we'll get an understanding not only of wine, but of Lel HaSeder and what all of Pesach is about in general, which is why this is an overview shir. So in Rav Sender's Haggadah, he brings in source 4, Hagom Rasi Pesach Frank, in his classic Sefer Mikrai Kodesh, tells us that there are two essential matters concerning the four cups of wine. First, drinking the four cups serves as a symbol of freedom, since four corresponds to the four expressions of freedom. And the second is that each of the four cups is a distinct mitzvah on its own. Let's try to understand this. The four cups of wine are four cups of freedom. So again, we have to ask ourselves, in what way is wine this aspect of freedom? So the Pashtos in 5a B'ni b'chor Yisrael. Efshar lomar sheidei hayayin yotzei hadam meitzarav agbalotav. Kasher mocho mitronmeim yotzei lomalo mitam v'das. V'zeh k'inyan yitziat mitzrayim yitziat ha'nishama mimasar ha'guf. So on the simplest level, and obviously we'll have to explain this, it's that when you drink, you leave the confines of the body, you leave the confines of the mind, and you enter into a different experience and a different element. And that's what Yitzhak Mitzrayim is about. It's about leaving Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim, the narrow straits, and entering into a different dimension. And wine has that ability to move us from the here and now to a much different experience. Let's try to understand what this is about. In what way is wine enabling a person to have the freedom of the mind? The very beautiful idea of that's brought down in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, where he says that what's unique about wine, and that's why it's four cups of wine and not four, let's say, matzahs, is that in regular food, the more you eat, it's like enough. Even those who are chocolateholics, and there are those among us here, so after four chocolate bars, one after the other, or even in a short amount of time, you say, you know, I can't look at chocolate anymore. Usually, the first is really appetizing, even the second. By the third and fourth, I mean, like, how many pieces of chocolate cake can you eat? I mean, really. Right? I mean, that really takes the cake if you can even get down three pieces, no matter how good it is. So, that's usually with most foods, he says. However, with wine, the more you drink, yain yismach l'vav v'nosh, the happier you are, the more rejoicing you are. And that's the idea of the four levels of redemption. Each level wasn't just four different expressions of redemption. Velseiti, we're happy we're at that Velseiti. And we spoke about what Velseiti meant a few weeks ago. Vitzalti, we're even happier. Vigaalti is even a new stage. We're even happier. Velakachti, wow! We're Hashem's people. We're even happier. Wine has that same element of the four languages of redemption, that each one on its own makes us even happier than the one before. Each cup of wine makes us happier than the one before. It's not like, I can't have any more. That's the quality that's found in wine. Having said this, B'yam Derech quotes the Maharal and brings a different aspect of what wine is about, and this is the idea of that the first group of the first idea of the wine, our first level, is Cheirus, is freedom. That the four cups corresponding to Velseiti, Vitalti, Galti, Lokachti, four Lashonos of Gula, four languages of redemption, and it's all about redemption. It's all about, again, on one level, it's about each level redemption makes happier and happier, but there's even a deeper aspect of what this redemption is about. And he quotes the Maharal, who says the following, Source 7a, Ki arba kosot tiknucha chamin derech cheirus, the four cups of wine are a reflection of freedom. Shekein derech b'nei chorim lishtop asuda arba kosel. People who are free, people who are rich, people who are, you know, masters, have four cups of wine. Less than this does not show freedom. More than this shows drunkenness. And this is the idea that the four cups of wine are pursuing Nisa. They are publicizing the miracle. What miracle? That we are free. Free people. People who are, right, we lean as if we're kings. This is like a kingly meal to have davka four cups, not fewer and not more. And he goes on to say that this is the difference between a free person and a slave. A slave is a new entity that wasn't originally created in this world. You have the domain, tzomea, chai, medaber. An eved is a new quality to it. And an eved, a slave, has an aspect to it, like an animal, right? You have no free will, you have no sense of self. And we know that although animals eat and drink, they don't drink wine, right? Drinking wine is a sign of a person. And it's a sign of a person of royalty, it's a sign of a person of stature. And therefore, at the night of the Seder, to show that we are free, that we have been taken out of Egypt. We've been taken out of that level of like an animal taken out from one animal from another. We're now free. We're human beings. We've reached the new level, new entity. We therefore have these four cups of wine. That's Derech Chayrut. That's a sign of freedom. The Maharal goes on to explain 7b. We can therefore explain that we really have a fifth cup of wine, right? We poured the fifth cup of wine for Eliyahu HaNavi, and here he says something very fascinating. V'lahanicho v'lo lishtot mimenu. And we leave it on the table, because as the Maharal says, more than four is already shichrus, it's already drunkenness. The ability to see that fifth cup of wine and the lo shotimi menu, and we're not going to drink it. We're just going to leave it there. That's modera cheirus. That's also an aspect of freedom, that we're able to be free from our desires, and we're able to control our desires and only drink what's appropriate and not follow our desires and drink more. So, my friends, let's try to understand this. Wine has the ability to allow us to extricate ourselves from self. But at the very moment that we're extricating ourselves from self, we're still maintaining self. We're drinking enough that we show that we're free, but we're not drinking beyond what is acceptable to drink, and we're showing that and expressing the greatest aspect of freedom that we have is our ability of self-control. And that, my friends, leads us to really the first level of what Pesach is about. We talk about Pesach, Chayev Adam Lord, that Atzmoki, Lehu Yatza Mitzrayim. Person has to see themselves as if they left Egypt. What does it mean to leave Egypt? So Rav Loba in the Sefer, that Shlomo says the following in Source 8. Yitzia Mitzrayim hi matbeya ba'alat shnei tzadim. The leaving Egypt has two parts to it. Hitkalut shaboris baruch begaduto, yicholoto hadira yidiato hashkachato dagato livnei adam. Obviously, it's Hashem showing His love and His concern and His hashkacha for people. V'gilui romanato shal klal Yisrael. And it's about the elevation of klal Yisrael. Both of these, that Hashem takes a personal interest in us and we become His people, are the two sides of the same coin of chayrus, of freedom. You know what it means to be free? It means that we have extricated ourselves from being enslaved. To who? To Mitzrayim, technically to Egypt. Layetzarim, to our impulses. Lemidos raos, to our negative qualities. Liftivim, to our natural desires. Vidkarvu labore kiruv gadol ve'lav yishtabdu. And we give ourselves over completely to Hashem. My friends, this is so intense. When we talk about leaving Egypt, it's not just about, okay, God took us out of Egypt. And then we say to ourselves, why are we still, every year, Seder nights, we're still talking about leaving Egypt? It happened. No, my friends. It's continually happening. But I'm not in Egypt. Maybe you're not in the physical land of Egypt. But the Mitzrayim, the Mitzarim, the narrow straits, the Yitzarim, the inclinations, are we still very much within those confines that we need to break out of? That we need to break out of different parts of our Yitzhara, of our evil inclination, of our Taivas, of our desires? Absolutely. And that's what we have to understand, that leaving Egypt was not just about physically leaving a land. It was enabling us to be able to separate ourselves from all of those negative parts wherein we are enslaved to the evil inclination. And that process has to continually happen year after year. We're a person who yachol lagia and nine litalo ma'al l'chol shibud v'teva. We have the ability. That's what it means to leave Egypt. We have the ability to go beyond the natural. With the recognition of how great Hashem is, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us be able to reach these different great heights that we can and are able to go beyond our midos, our physical surroundings, our social milieu, and become the type of Avdei Hashem that we're capable of becoming. And hence, in the arrow in 9, Benusach Shal Kol Tfilot HaChagim VaKiddush, that's why you'll find throughout the Jewish calendar year, we say in Kiddush, and we say in our davening, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shavuot, Sukkot, Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim. Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim, Rosh Hashanah happened way before Yitziyat Mitzrayim. That is correct. But Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim means that Yitziyat Mitzrayim is the Matzav Shal Romamut V'Hitgalut HaBor Yitzbarach V'Akla Yisrael Gam Yachem. Yitziyat Mitzrayim is a catchphrase for how Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are intimately connected, and we have the ability to soar. We have the ability to go beyond the here and now and our desires and inclination and reach much higher levels. Every Zecher Yitziyat Mitzrayim means on Rosh Hashanah I can reach greater levels. In Yom Kippur, my tshuva can you know, just fly because of the Zecher Yitziyat Mitzrayim experience. And albeit in 10, we only got the Torah of Mamad Har Sinai, but the Torah itself begins Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeiticha Be'eretz Yisrael. The whole system of Torah is predicated on the fact that we have the ability to have this relationship with Hashem and move out of the confines of Yitziyat Mitzrayim. And hence, Rav Weiss, the Mashkiach of Tells of Riverdale, Ziva Chochman, source number 11, says that this is why the Aseret HaDibrot begins not that Hashem created the world, but Asher Tzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, Aval Tala Avodatam in 11 Yitziyat Mitzrayim, Shezeh Tachlit Avodatam Ba'olam. This is the whole purpose. This is the focus. This is the goal. This is what our Avodas Hashem is about. That we are able to extricate ourselves from the confines and the darkness of our body, v'hatava, and our inclination, our nature, v'yichlu lasot ritzon konam, and we're able to do the will of Hashem. And this is v'hainu shemovari yitziyat Mitzrayim b'vchinat hagashmi. Remembering leaving Egypt is not just that we left a physical locale. Shiatsuma shibud la'avdus paro. Haitagam yitziyat mimasar haguf v'hatava. There was a spiritual component to this as well. Mechashkat ha'chomer v'aguf avadak Yisrael l'asham tliyad dafka b'yisiyat zu. Mechashkat ha'chomer. Sh'rak ha'idezeh yichulim l'avod et Hashem b'shleimav. If I'm not able to move beyond my desires and my inclinations and my the way, you know, I'm wired, how can I ever serve Hashem? If I say, well, I'm an angry person, well, what do you want from me? I was born angry. So, and Hashem says, well, don't get angry. Well, oh, I can't help it. I was born angry. No. I took you out of Mitzrayim. And as he points out so beautifully, it's Ribono Shel Olam who took us out. In 12, Saba Slabodka, Lo Yedei Malach, V'lo Yedei Shaliach, El Yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvodo V'atzmo, Mishum Shegula Kazu Latzei Midarchei Ateva V'choshech Abriya, Why is it that we emphasize on the Seder night that Hashem took us out, not an emissary, not an angel, nothing? It's because to really move outside of my nature, I was born jealous, I was born angry, not I being, you know, the collective I, right? I guess we all are. But anything that is me, whatever the negative me's are, what do you want from me? You know, God, you made me angry, jealous, haughty, whatever. You've wired me a certain way. I have a certain propensity towards. Like, what do you want from me? And the answer is, Zecher L'Tziyat Mitzrayim. Chayev Adam L'Rod Atzmo Kilo Hu Yatzam Mitzrayim. We have to see ourselves. If we left Egypt, we have a mitzvah Yitziyat Mitzrayim every single day. You ever wonder why are we so focused in Yitziyat Mitzrayim? Because this is the calling of our lives. The calling of our lives is to be able to become a ben chorin, to become free. To drink those 4 cups of wine, not more and not less, and to drink them in a state of royalty, in a state of greatness in a state, the nichtas yain yatzas sod, and the secrets that are come out are not drunkenness, but my love of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have the ability, and that's what the four cups of wine show me, to become a free person, to become a person who's in control of self. And we need the Ribbono Shel Olam to help us. Hashem, you made me, you wired me a certain way, this is who I am. I need you to help me, take me out of Egypt every day. Help me that when I'm in a struggle, when I want to get angry, when I feel so jealous, oh, when I'm feeling haughty, when I'm feeling whatever it is, and that's my natural recourse, I then close my eyes and say, but no, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. I have the ability, with Hashem's help, to be able to move beyond my teva, to move beyond my natural recourse, and be able to say, I'm not going to get angry right now. I'm going to overcome my jealousy. Clearly, as we know, that initial reaction, you can't help. It's like a knee-jerk reaction. But to be able to ruminate on it and to stay with it, that we have the ability. I can be jealous the first moment and then say, you know what? That's what this person deserves, and my life is a different life. And I'll get when I need to get it. V'chule. That's the idea of leaving Mitzrayim. That's the idea of the night being a night of freedom, a night of royalty. It's that we can become B'nai B'lachim. We have the ability to be people of stature, people of greatness, people who know how to drink in a very dignified type of way, because we have the ability to overcome our natural reactions. And my friends, this is the night of Seder, and this is what we have to continually think about, that it's not just that Hashem took us out of the physical slavery of Egypt, and now we're free. And what are we discussing on Pesach night? How we became free. Yes, that is 100%, and that's the base. Halevi points out in 13, that is part of the night, and we're thanking Hashem, and it's a night of Hodaya, and it's a night we drink wine as Halal. If Kos Yeshua Sasav Hashem Hashem Akra, as we've spoken about before, wine is something we sing Halal for, we sing Shira for, and definitely that's something that we are, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for, but that's only part of the night. The other part of the night, and hence we work so hard to clean for Pesach. What are we working so hard to find those little crumbs? It's our Yitzhara, it's our ego, it's those little crumbs in us that make us crummy people. And that's what we have to take out of ourselves. And this is the work of Erev Pesach. The work of Erev Pesach, the clean, is really the inner work of working on ourselves to become the type of people that can be moving from an Eved to ourselves to be Avdei Hashem, Avadim of Hashem. And this is a Simchas in 14, Acherus Shela Nefesh Ola Al Kol HaMadrigos. And this is the highest level, to be able to have the Simcha of the Acherus HaNefesh, of the freedom of the soul. That, my friends, is level number one. Four levels, four of redemption, or four stages, each makes you happier than the next. The wine makes you happier each and every cup. It's a wine of freedom. It's a wine that shows we have self-control. We don't drink the fifth cup. And that's what freedom is about. It's about freedom of self, to have self-control, that I am not a slave to my nature and to my passions and to my desires, but I'm a slave to the will of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's level one. Level number two, Rav Pruzansky brings down a piece we've done in Hebrew from Rav Pinkus. Let's take a look at it in English. The night of Pesach, each year on this night, we are reborn, 15. We renew ourselves and re-energize our spiritual growth. Tonight, we recreate man. That is our purpose. The Gemara states there are three partners to the creation of man, the Father, the Mother, and Hashem. It further explains that the Father gives the Lavan, the white elements, the Mother provides the child, the Adom, the red elements, and Hashem provides the Neshama. After 120 years, Hashem reclaims his portion, leaving the body behind. Pesach night, there are three major mitzvot that correspond to these three aspects. The matzah, which is made out of white flour, is from the father portion. The four cups of wine, which is similar to the red, the blood, is the mother portion. And the sipur yitzhak Mitzrayim is the spiritual part. The father provides the bones. The bones is what allows us to stand. And that is the matzah, which is called the bread of Nemeh de Menusa, the bread of faith, bread of Amunah. Person who's missing Amunah, so structure to his life, he's missing his spiritual bones. When we eat matzah, we project a massive shot of Amunah into our personalities. Blood gives a person life. It's an expression of vitality, enthusiasm, which are a measure of our quality of life. That is why when we drink the four cups of wine, we're expressing our excitement, our impassioned love for Hashem, the Shira, comes from the wine. And the Magid, the next page, is we might have a basic level of Muna, we might have a level of excitement, but what we're saying to say there for all Sadiqim, or learning in Torah, we're still mitzvah to tell about Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and that's in the Shema of the night. And that is why the drinking, the four cups of wine, is a mitzvah midrabbana. The enthusiasm it represents isn't something we can command it to do. We're commanded to eat matzah. Have a munah, you can't be commanded. But the passion, enthusiasm has to come from us. That's midrabbana. And that is why we drink wine throughout the Seder, beginning, middle, and end. This teaches us we need to keep our excitement with regard to our relationship with Hashem flowing throughout the night and throughout our lives. So what is wine on the second level? If on the first level it's a sign of chayrus, it's a sign of freedom. It's Pirsume Nisa, that we're free. And free is not just free physically. We're free from being enslaved to ourselves. We don't drink that fifth cup. The second level of wine is about the mother. It's about the blood force. It's about Kiyadamu HaNefesh. It's about passion. It's about enthusiasm. It's about singing Shira. And then our relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be one of passion, enthusiasm, and love. Taking this one step further, the Divrei Chizuk in Source 18, the Dalet HaKosot Mechuvanim Keneged Dalet Imahos. While the three matzos correspond to the three forefathers, the four cups of wine correspond to the four imahos, the Sulz Lashla Kadosh, Anu Zochim Lishtop Alayla Kadosh Hazeh. Anu Zochim Shashem Yitbarach Marer Tzchus Leimahos. When we drink the four cups of wine, we are arousing the merit of the foremothers. Sarav Karachova Leah Imenu. The Katubas Fasemes Shalachem Mekape Talagvos Yoter Maharim. Hashem is jumping on the mountains and leaping over the hills. Kefilu Kashish Machina Shaltamas Chusavel. Even when the Chusavel, the merit of the forefathers, may have ended, the Chus Imahos, the measure of the merit of the foremothers never ends. Al kein's chusimahos yoter gvoham it's chusavos, therefore it's a higher level, and that's why it's mekape talikvos, a day kokos, from every cup, from the arbakosos, Hashem mashpia banu ava tsuma. Hashem is sending down our way with every cup of wine, that passion, that enthusiasm. He's sending down tremendous amount of love, rachami matsumim, tremendous amount of mercy. And with every cup, the secret will come out. What's the secret? The love that we have toward a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Hashem has toward us. So here, my friends, the cup of wine is about our feeling of passion, enthusiasm, vigor to just praise a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That the night of Seder is a night of love. It's a night of connection. It's a night where we say Shira Shirim upon its conclusion. Indeed, as Rav Reis points out in Kriyei Moed 19 and 20, this is the epitome of what Klal Yisrael exhibited when they left Egypt. Zacharti la'chesed nurayach, ava klul osayach. Hashem says, but in Yirmiyah HaNavi, second chapter, remember the chesed you did in your youth, the ava klul osayach, the love of the nuptials, of the beginning stages. You followed me in a land that wasn't planted. You went after me without asking. Where are you going? How are we getting there? What are we eating? No questions asked. That was love. That's the wine. The wine brings out that passionate love that we have. And it's L'Doros Olam Zocher L'Makadosh Baruch Hu Nemanatzu. Hashem remembers of all generations this tremendous love that we had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in 20, Lozo Bilvach will tell Lanu Chaval L'Kayim Mitzvot Shemash Murtam Zecher Tzem Yitzrayim. So therefore, when we have so many mitzvot that are remembering leaving Egypt, it's about L'Archivati Yiriyah B'Teyur Kol Amarot Shirah B'Oto Shaha. Speak about all the different aspects that happened at that time. Why? Because you're not just telling the events that happened, you're telling the mindset, the feeling tone behind those events. We followed you, Hashem. Love! Look at the makos you did. You took care of us. The Egyptians had blood, we had water. Every makah. It's all about Hashem's love. Talking about the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim is being able to inculcate within ourselves now to bring back that feeling of love and connection the Ribbono Shel Olam had with Klal Yisrael. Zecher Asam L'Nifleotav Chanun V'Rachum Hashem, focusing in on the love and the mercy of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Gamliel, Rabban Ritz, in Tiv HaMoadim develops this idea. And he says, this is really our work, Erev Pesach, and on Pesach itself. It's a work of love. It's a work of relationship. It's a work of connection. And again, we all know this, and we can go through the motions, clean our houses, have a wonderful night, say all these vortlachs at the Seder, have family over, everything is just perfect. Hudr matzos and red wine, and everything is just going amazing. But you don't walk away with that being changed. You're missing the boat, as we spoke about on Purim. To have the Simcha without the Kabbalah Satori, you've missed the boat. To have Pesach without working on your midos and without working on your relationships with Baruch Shalom, you missed the boat. Zecher Yitzhak Mitzrayim means we have to be able to bring the messages of Yitzhak Mitzrayim into our lives. On level number one, it's working on overcoming our natural desires so that, we try to get rid of the Yitzhahara within us, try to get rid of the ego within us. So, and this is again Rav Gamliel, where he says, going back to level one, you clean a whole room and then somebody comes in and they, bring chametz into the room. Ah! It's like explosion. I just cleaned this room. I just cleaned this room. I, ego, self. Okay, so you'll pick it up. Lock the door. That way no one will come into the room. Lock the house. No one will come into the house. Set up tents outside and, make a tent city. If you're that neurotic, deal. But overcome the anger. Here, on this level, source number 21, Tiva Mati, Val Adam Lasopa Yimimi Lu Cheshbon HaNefesh. Here's a second Cheshbon HaNefesh. Mama Tzavo Bemuna. Where are we holding in our level of Amuna? At Kamu Zocher and Hashem Echayeya Yom Yom. How much do we remember Hashem in our day in, day out interactions? Kamu Pulotu Tolebeku Chodotzvo. How many things do we attribute to ourselves or to people around us? How much is the Amuna burning within us that we want to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How much do we feel pain that we're so far away from being Mekayim, this mitzvah from the Torah, of loving the Ribbono Shel Olam? This is what the night is about. This is what the preparation is about. It's about strengthening our emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the bottom line. That's what the Arba Kosos are about. That's the wine. The wine is that passion, that enthusiasm, that love. Nichnas Yain, Yatza Sohu, the secret is being revealed. Mekape Tzalakvos, that Hashem loves us. It's his chusimahos, it's his passion, it's his connection. And we have to feel, Mitzachi Nikrish Brachu, Hevetan Abli Mitzarim, Hashem loves us with such intense love. Ahavti Etchem Amar Hashem. And he brings down here in 23, B'yadu B'shem of Al Shem Tov. Shekol Olam Ha'ava Shayach Be'etzem Linyan Avar Baril Yisrael. The whole idea of love in this world is really about love between us and Hashem. V'ava Knes Yisrael Bora. Hashem loving us, and we loving Hashem, as found in Shir HaShirim. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Natan Lanu Gam Ava Gashmit. Hashem gave us opportunities of physical love, loving family members, loving different things in our lives, kadei she'yeh lanu musag amai hi'ahava, in order that we should know what love is, to be able to then transfer that love to the Ribono Shel Olam. And what happens in reality? Kol ahava acheret minutelet ad tom, v'ahavat Hashem matei ela. We take all this love and we invest a tremendous amount of energy in loving our family, which we need to do. And we take a tremendous amount of energy in that which we love to be able to make sure we have a lot of it. Fill in the blank, whatever that is. Chocolateholics, you've already filled in the blank. Right? And we use that love for that which we love. But what about loving the Ribono Shel Olam? Are we taking that very love that Hashem gave us as a gift to be able to utilize in a spiritual sense? Are we bringing it back to our source? That's the night of Seder. That's the wine. To be able to take that passion, take that love, take that feeling. Of course we know Hashem exists. And of course matzah is the bread of Emunah. I know that. But it's not just enough to know things intellectually. Bring it into your heart. And he goes on to say, you know, generally, when someone does a favor for you or really helps you out, natural feeling is you love that person because they're taking care of me. Hashem does so much for us. Do we have that feeling of love? And he gives a great example, 25, which we've seen before, but it's worth repeating. Imagine the mailman, or I should be politically correct, the mail person, or I don't even know what you say anymore, the individual who delivers the mail knocks on your door and or rings the doorbell, and you come down and they give you an envelope, and you open it, the envelope, and there's $10,000. So to run after this delivery person and give them, you know, a big thank you so much, it's inappropriate. I mean, it's appropriate to thank them, but really where the thank you needs to go is the person who sent you the $10,000. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends all these shlichim in our lives, all these people to help us out. And, of course, we have to say thank you, and that's Hakar Satov, and that's Mitos, v'chule, v'chule. However, we have to thank the Ribono Shel Olam. These are just the mail people. They're just the delivery people. Do we thank the Ribono Shel Olam that our children have such great teachers, and that we have such great people in our lives that are helping us in whatever areas we need help with? You know, all the therapists, the OT, the PT, the speech, the whatever it is, whatever part of our lives. Psychologists, whoever is helping us. And we have these people that are our resources, whatever it is. Ribono Shel Olam, thank you. Do we attribute everything to Ribono Shel Olam, or does it get stuck somewhere along the line? Lachein el Adam in 26. Litbonein, bipirtei chayav yom yom, if look at our lives day in, day out, and be able to see the chesed Hashem imo b'chol rega, the chesed Hashem does with us every minute, for the moment we wake up, the pokeach ivrim, the birkos hashachar, Shemona Esrei, three times a day, v'nisecha shemachol yom imanu, the miracles that Hashem does for us every day. We have to be able to thank the source. And therefore, in 28, lachin aleinu, l'sagel, and machshavoteinu, we have to train ourselves to be able to see the hand of Hashem hidden behind every physical thing that's found in our lives and realize that nothing happens by accident. Ein bahem tevo min hagos sholom, in the language of the Ramban, there's nothing natural. Tefkidenu, our job, he legalot at the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chol tavar, is to find Hashem in every single thing. All the physicality in this world is just a medium to have a Kodesh Baruch Hu to hide behind it. V'lizkor shebechol rega shel emunah v'gilui elokutoi barach anu mitkayimim mitzvah. And every moment that I'm able to say, thank you, Hashem, for sending this to me. Thank you, Hashem, for the people in my life. Thank you, Hashem. Rabbi Mekayim mitzvah. And even a higher level is Hashem doesn't even give us anything, and I thank Him. Just for Him, for relationship, for life, right? So this is something that we need to work on, and this is what Pesach is about. Pesach is Chag Emunah. Shari B'Kiyu Mitzvos Lo Seder, we strengthen ourselves, and Manti Kiyad Daber. Some of my friends, the four kosos are about passion, They're about the schusli mahos, about my relationship with Hashem, and that when I go through the Seder night, so at level number one, I'm working on leaving Egypt, leaving the constraints and the confines of my nature, and I need the Ribono Shalom to help me. Level number two, I'm thanking Hashem for not just taking me out of Egypt, but that's just a paradigm for every single thing He does for me in my life. And the night of L'Yitzeh Mitzrayim, which is a night of Hakaras HaTov, a night of gratitude, as we've spoken about in the past, is a night to awaken within me gratitude for every aspect of my life. And therefore, when you're sitting and having a meal on Lala Seder, instead of talking about politics, which or whatever you talk about, we'll go around. What do we have to be grateful for in our lives? What did the Ribono Shel Olam do this year, between last Seder and this Seder, that were major things, minor things, of Hakaras HaTov, being able to focus the night where it needs to be focused? What does this have to do with the Sar HaMashkim? Why the Gemara Yerushalmi uses this as a model? So we can say twofold. One, we've seen in the past, Rabbi Fran, in source number 30, is that how did Yosef HaTzadik know to interpret the dream of the butler different than the baker? That one was going to live and the other was not. And the answer is, the difference between them and the squiggly in 30 is that the Sar HaMashkim spoke with passion. His dream for himself was that he should once again be able to squeeze wine for Paro and serve his king. The Sar Ofim had a flat, passive dream in which there was bread in baskets and a bird came and ate from them. He wasn't doing anything. He was a passive observer as everything happened around him. When Yosef heard that Sar Mashkim had such passion for his work, it wasn't just a job, it was his entire life. He realized this was a person to be restored to a position. He was squeezing the grapes. He was giving the grapes. While the baker was just standing there and watching what was going on. When he saw that level of passion, that's what the wine is. That's the passion. He says, you're going to be reinstated. We're all servants of Hashem. We have to become like the Sar HaMashkim. In the past, our avoda took on a very different form. We had a base of mikdash. We were able to bring korbanos. If we want Hashem to end this bitter gullus, we have to demonstrate to Him, as the Sar HaMashkim did, that we sincerely want to be reinstated. We will have to express our passion. We have to daven for it. So when we say, the night of Seder, Elokeinu Elokeinu Seinu Yigenu Moadim V'Rogoyim Acherim Abayim L'Kreinu L'Sholom Smechim V'Vinyan Irecha V'Sosi B'Avadosecha V'Nochal Shamin Osvachim V'Mepsochim, we have to want it. We have to really, you know, scream it out. We want to go back to Eretz Yisrael. We want Mashiach now. We want to bring these korbanos once again. If we show that we're yearning for it, that we truly feel lacking in our lives without a base of Mikdash, then we'll get there. So this is, the Sar HaMashkim teaches us what we saw, what wine is. It's about passion. It's about enthusiasm. Likewise, as the Shalal Rav brings down in 32 and 33 and 34, it's the way he spoke about his relationship with his master. The Kos Paro Biyadi, Veshchado Tamal Kos Paro. Not only is cup mentioned, but Paro is mentioned over and over again. Vetenata Kos Al Yad Paro. Kilu kedei lamchishat kamu ishtatek latein shuv et hakos biyad paro l'sharto. It's not just the passion of doing the job, it's about doing the job for his master. He can't wait to serve his master. When you take a look at the baker, he's just standing there. He's not even protecting the bread from the birds. He couldn't care about his master. This ability to serve his master is what tipped Yosef HaTzadik Uf, Atan Avim Ba'ofen Nifla, Takesher, and the arrow in 33. Shel Kol Zel Arba Koso Shalolo Seder, Shekein Gam Anu Belaila Gadol Zeh Modin Lukot Shebrichu, Al Shotzi Et Avotein Mitzrayim, Mitchanim Vakshim Sheyotzeinu Gam Min HaGalut Ribor HaShevi, Rat Bichdei Shenuchal Liot Avdei Hashem, Shomrei Mitzvot Sotaratso, Lenot Mitziva Shechina, Aideh Dvekos Bedracha V'Tarasso V'Lo L'Man HaToelet Achomri V'Gufanit Shevegula. Why do I want the redemption? Not just to be able to, you know, have my bread and enjoy it, but to serve the Ribono Shel Olam. The focus of this dream is about the Hishtokakos, the desire to serve. And that's what we're focusing in on this night. It's about going from Avdei Parov to Avdei Hashem. Halu, right? Avdei Hashem. We're praising the fact that we are the servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that level of Emunah, that level of connection has to be the Avoda of the night of Seder, that I come out of the night feeling closer to Hashem. Echad miyoteya, over and over again. Echad Olokeinu, our God. Shema Shemaim uva'aretz, down here on earth, not only up in heaven, the personal relationship with Hashem. So why do we use as a model of the four cups, the Sar HaMashkim? What does he have to do with the night? Everything. He represents for us A, passion, and B, commitment to a master. And that has to be a model for us of both the passion and the commitment to serve Hashem. Now, it's level number one. It's about the Maharal. This is a sign, Persume Nisa, of a free person. Four, not five, not three. We're not an animal. We have the ability to take ourselves out of our Mitzrayim, our Yetzarim, our inclinations. Level number two, the idea of the wine being passion, being the blood force, being the Imahos, being that never, that relationship with the Imahos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at us will never cease. And that passion and enthusiasm is throughout the night of the Seder. It's about the emotional connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's our job tonight. Emuna. Being able to recognize how much Hashem loves us, how much we love Hashem. And this is where it's at. This is where the work of the night is. Emuna, same letters, Anuma. Who are we? We are nothing. Everything's about the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't get caught up in the delivery person. Be able to give it over to Ribbono Shel Olam. No, our humility. We're a matzah. We're a nothing. It's all about the Ribbono Shel Olam. That intellectual and emotional feeling is what the night of Seder is about. Then we come to the third level. And this, my friends, is absolutely brand new for us. Maybe not for you, but for me. Rav Kluger, Bnei Bechor Yisrael, a little bit of Breslov, Darah 35. And he says, when we take a look at all the events that happened in the Gula and Am Yisrael and Mitzrayim, you see that wine plays a major part. And we have to understand what is wine all about. And he prefaces this in 36. He says, anytime you see the first incident of something occurring in Tanakh, Rav Tzadok, we know that's the key. When do we have the first time the wine appears in Tanakh? It's by Noah. When Noah gets drunk, and he's rolling out his tent, and his younger son does something inappropriate, and he's cursed. And he's cursed to be a slave. And we know that Ham, who's cursed, has a son whose name is Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the very nature of curse. The land, Beit Avadim, is not only a house of slavery, it is the house of the ultimate slaves. They are a cursed nation. Mitzrayim from Ham is a person who was cursed by Noah when he got drunk, and Mitzrayim becomes the place of the house of slavery, the individuals who are the ultimate slaves. Another time we see wine is in 39, which we know was happened, Chazal say, the night of Pesach. When Yitzchak Avinu is giving out the brachos, Yaakov Avinu comes to him, and although he doesn't request it, Yaakov Avinu brings him wine and he drinks. Chazal say it came from Gan Eden. And when he blesses Esav, he says, what can I give you? I've already made your brother the master, and I've given him the 40 v'dagan v'tirosh, the wheat and the wine. So the night of Seder, Yaakov Avinu is benched to be the master. And part of being a master is the gift of wine. And then we have the story of the Sar HaMashkim with Yosef. And again, we have to understand, what is this about? It's interesting that Yosef HaTzadik, Chazal tell us, never drank until his brothers came. And then they all got drunk together. No one drank. And in 41, when Yosef sends to his father, Asarech Chomerim Nos'im Mituv Mitzrayim, 10 donkeys with the best of Egypt. The one interpretation is, he sent him with the best of Egypt. Shalach lo yayin yashen, 41, old wine. Shadat zakeni nocha himenu. He sent him old wine to Yaakov Avinu as a gift coming down to Mitzrayim. Again, what is all of this about? So, my friends, the answer is found on the last page, 42. Hinei ro'im b'seder hachanat hayayin davar chidush v'ashalo ro'im b'shar machalim mashkin. There's something unique about the way, the nature we make wine, which is not found in any other food. And that is, shesedir hachanat hayayin, how do you make wine? You take grapes that are worthy to be eaten, and then you step on them, and you squeeze them, and then you put them in these vats. And if you take them out too early, they're going to be sour and taste like vinegar. And if you let them sit for a while and, like, really decompose and then recompose, then you're able to have beautiful wine. Now, you'll say to me, well, other things also change. Let's say you take wheat and you turn it into flour, which is into bread. Yes, but it's not the wheat itself that turns into bread. You have to add things to it, right? You make challah, you add the yeast, and you add the water, and the chulin. Here, it's the very items themselves that have this transformation without adding anything to it. Which means, Ach b'yayin yesh min achidush in the asterisk of 43, Shaidei shanavim nifsadim v'kvar einam ruyim l'machal. When you reach a place where the grapes are no longer able to be eaten, when you think that you've just lost your grapes, that's when it becomes even greater and turns into wine, without adding anything at all. It's that thing itself that is transformative. Therefore, symbolically, Nimsa, Sharichud HaGalut Mitzrayim, Kol HaGzeirot Shegar Gezar Paro V'Chol HaShibuv HaVoda HaKasha, HaKol Haya HaChelek Mitzira HaOma HaYisraelit, V'Kol B'Sod Tziruf Nishmat Yisrael B'Kor HaBarza. The whole Yitzia Mitzrayim story is a story of wine, where we ourselves went through being beaten, being downtrodden, being stepped upon, being the lowest of the low, being unable to even hold our heads up. And over time, and with patience, we were transformed into the Am HaNifchar, into the chosen nation. That's the deeper understanding in 44 asterisks, Matchil b'gnudu m'sayim b'shevach. We begin the Haggadah with the negative and we end with the positive. It's much deeper. The negative itself is transformed to the positive. We are matchil b'gnur. You taste us, we're vinegar. We're unedible. But you wait a little bit, and we're the most beautiful grapes you can imagine. And is it any wonder, in 45a and 45b, that Yehuda is blessed of Sarila Geffen Iro. He's blessed with grapes. Mashiach is connected to wine, because that's the whole gullus, that we're broken and we're stepped upon, and over time, we become the very aspect of the brokenness is what's going to make us into being great. You have to step on the grapes. You have to smash them. You have to make sure that there's nothing there to, over time and patience, they become even greater than the original grapes that we started with. My friends, if we had to pick one individual who is the paradigm of this for their lives, who is this? It's Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik is taken and thrown as a slave into a pit, and then is thrown again for 12 years into prison. He is the one who is downtrodden and broken and stepped upon. When we're talking about that the night of Seder, we have four cups of wine to remember the Sara Mashkim, we're being a little bit narrow here. It's to remember Yosef HaTzadik's interpretation of the Sara Hamashkim's dream. When he's interpreting the dream, which was his ticket to redemption ultimately, he's really interpreting the dream of his life. It's about, and I squeezed the wine, and I gave it. This is Yosef HaTzadik, that he was squeezed, that he went through this till he ultimately was given to Paro as the second in command. On the night of Seder, we we remember through the wine the model of Yosef HaTzadik. Indeed, as we've spoken about the Ben Ish Chai, the Karpach, is the Vaychur Karpas Utchela, that's the Ketoret Pasim. When we dip the vegetable, the Karpas, into Mei Melech, we're remembering how we got into Egypt, how the brothers dip the karpas, the chur karpas tchela, the coat of many colors into the ketonet pasim, into the blood. Because it's all about Yosef HaTzadik tonight. It's all about being able to go from that experience of being sold and being trampled on to being on the king's table. And that's what wine is. Wine, which was stumped on, is now the sign of Chayrus. It's a sign of pursuing Nisa. It's a time of redemption. It's a sign of royalty. And that's what Klal Yisrael is about. And that's what we're celebrating tonight. That the Egyptian experience, which is V'hi she'amda alav oseinu v'lanu, v'chol dover dor, omdim aleinu l'chal oseinu, v'karish baruch hu matzleinu b'yadam, we lift up the cup of wine. It's this cup of wine that we're looking at. We say, you're right, V'hi she'amda. The message of the wine of the Seder night is the message of the Sarah Mashkim and Yosef's interpretation, is the message that we keep every generation. That even though we're stomped on, and even though we are stepped on, it's the process of being stepped on that makes us even stronger. But we need to have patience. We need to realize that it's Kur HaBarzel, that the Golos itself helps us become stronger in Geula. The challenges we go through in our lives is what builds us. The difference between Golos and Geula is just the letter Aleph, the Alufa Shalolam. And we have to realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is directing our lives individually and collectively, that we reach that level of understanding. And that's the Shira Elel HaSeder. Is that when you put us through these difficult things, very famous question, don't put us into Egypt, we won't have to get out of Egypt. Why am I thanking you, Hashem, for taking me out? You put me in. I'm thanking you for putting me in. I'm thanking you for the challenges you gave me tonight. As we've spoken about Rav Shor, we kiss the Mara Zushan, we kiss it. Thank you for the Mariros, because this is what makes me me. When Yosef HaTzadik sends Yaakov Avinu the wine, he's giving him a symbol that we're going down into Egypt, but don't worry, we're to come out as wine. We're to come out to be able to be on the Shulchan Shel Melech, the table of the king. I'd like to end with one final idea. In 51, Zacharti lachesen urayech, siftei tzadik, hinei az hayayit karvut harishon, v'nechatzku yusfel b'amuna gedola lachret shemit baruch b'amid b'arvetz lozrua. The original love of following after Kadosh Baruch Hu. And even today, we have to believe that all the darkness, all the challenges, it's all for our good. It's all about making fine wine, without whining. B'medrash hinach yafa dodi af na'im. How beautiful you are, my beloved. Af na'im, literally also beautiful, also pleasant. Medrash says, Af sha'at mevi alai na'imhu. Even the anger, is pleasant. I understand it's all part of the process. And this, the Admor Alexander explains, one of the last piyutim we say on the night of Seder, don't worry, I'm not going to sing it, is lecha, af lecha, lecha, ki lecha, right? Lecha Hashem hamamlocha. So what is lecha, af lecha? Says the Rebbe Alexander Zal, hainu shigam ha'af, even the anger, hugam kein lecha, I know it's coming from you. Shagam acharei ha'af dvukim Yisrael b'Hashem Yitbarach, even after the challenges we connect to Hashem. Ki mifinim shakol hi l'tova, because I understand that everything's for the good. Why do we have wine on the night of Seder? Because the wine represents for us the epitome, what Lel HaSeder is about. That you take that very item, you step on it, and it's the item itself. It's not like even olives, where you just squeeze from the olives. An olive are compared to Kleisa, but you're not taking the olive itself, you're just squeezing the oil. This is the grapes themselves. This is this integration itself. This is Kleisa themselves, not something that comes out of them, not something added to it. It is ourselves, the experiences we go through, Yitzhak Mitzrayim itself. our lives itself are part of a process. And that's why when we pick up these cups of wine, four different times of Sweet Pesach Frank says, four different parts of the Seder, is we're saying to Hashem at all different parts of the Seder. When I speak about the Kiddush, and I speak about the challenges themselves, and I speak about benching, and I speak about the Hallel, and every part, I lift up my cup of wine, and I say, Hashem, I know you're with me at every part of the process. And I know, l'chaf l'cha, that even in the challenges, you're there. And the night of Seder is to be able to learn the wine's wisdom, that everything that we go through is tailor-made for us. Our challenge, our job, is to work on ourselves, to know that whatever we go through is helping us become greater people, to be Avdei Hashem, and helps us recognize that our life here is about appreciating that everything that happens is a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And our job is l'cha aflecha, to have that relationship with Hashem, both during the night as well as the day, and ultimately in the times of Mashiach, we will be able to be privileged to have the concealment taken away from us, and we will be able to see that even the dark and the challenges were really good, and that now we believe in it, then we will know it.